Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer Zone Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager from Southern California right now, temporarily, until I move back to the wonderful Midwest, back to Iowa specifically here. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying the dry heat and moving into the fall season. And with the fall season, we got a lot of wonderful things coming along with Beamer. So what is Roundtable Wednesday? Well, folks, this is your opportunity to have an open forum to talk about any items you wish to discuss as it relates to Beamer and that we keep it compliant. Now, I do know that I forgot to mention yesterday on Testimonial Tuesday on how to listen to recordings of Blog Talk Radio. There are three different ways you can listen online by going to blogtalkradio.com/ Beamer IBDS. And once again, you can find that. And I am going to just double check, as I always want to make sure things are correct. I am going into our back office. So you go to backoffice.beamer.services, and then you enter in your email address and your password. Once you're there, go to Distributor Library. Once you're on Distributor Library, you can click on the Access Team Up calendar here. It's in orange letters. And you click on that. Now you have Blog Talk Radio there in green. Run your cursor over it and click on it. And once again, then what pops up is the times that it plays. And then also at the bottom, it says blogtalkradio.com/ Beamer IBDS. So that's the website. And then you can run your cursor over it and actually just click on that. That will take you all to the recordings that you can listen to from your computer, and or if you can figure out how to do it on your phone, that's awesome too. But there's another way on your phone. If you have an Apple phone, in your app store, there is a free download, and it's called Podcast Player, or Podcasts. Let me get back to that. Sorry about that. It's called Podcasts for Apple. And so it's P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, all one word, podcasts. And then you click on that, and then you can just type in the word Beamer when you go to the search bar at the bottom, and then all the different recordings will pop up, and they are all right there for you. Now, if you have an Android phone, it's you go to use the Google app on there. I forget exactly what it says, Google something. And you look up the app and it's Podcast Player, okay? Podcast Player. And then that way, go into that app, type in the search bar, Beamer, Blog Talk, whatever. And that will pull up then the option for all our podcasts. You can click on that, and all the recordings are all there, right there for you. Now, the hosts and co-hosts of Blog Talk Radio, this is all volunteer. We all do this because we all want to pay things forward, because Beamer's done so much for our lives, we're paying it forward to all of yours. Now, when we do this, when a show is completed, we try, doesn't happen all the time, but we try to then change the heading a little bit and put in some key words that might direct you to a certain podcast if there was a certain subject matter that was being discussed or whatever the case may be. We want to make sure then that we help keep you guys directed, especially on Roundtable Wednesday when Dr. Marlies Vonk, a veterinarian, is doing a series with Ben Woodward from our Vice President of Sales with North America. And they're doing a series, I believe it is the fourth Wednesday of each month. Now, she wasn't able to do it this last time because she did have some dental work. And yeah, so her choppers were a little offset there for her to be able to do the program, and they were really busy. But anyway, they've got a script that they're kind of following, and it's like a training ability. So like the fourth Wednesday of each month, Marlies and Ben are going to be doing that program. So make sure you listen into those also, because what's really nice about this program setup is that we're able to see the numbers. We can go in our own little back office, and it just shows how many people have listened to the recordings and or how many people were on live. And so it allows us to kind of adjust and figure out what you guys want. But the biggest thing is we don't read minds, okay? So we need to hear from you on what you guys would like to hear. And so by doing that, it removes that ESP opportunity, which none of us have, so that we can actually design the programs and help fill your guys' needs out in the field. And I'm just like you. I'm out in the field trying to hustle and trying to share Beamer and change people's lives. So we all learn together by doing this. And that's what's so fun about all of this. Now, we all want to have some people in our prayers. All of those do North Carolina, the whole bit there, as well as Florida with the upcoming weather event, because the longevity tour was supposed to be this Saturday, the 12th, there in Tampa. But as you can imagine, they did get that canceled and it has been rescheduled, but they will get back to us when they are able to get that rescheduled. Because let's face it, we don't know what type of damage may occur for this at the venue where we were going to be at. So they want to make sure that when that happens, because that was going to be a big event. They had over 150 people signed up for that show. That was going to be the largest one. So we want to make sure that we meet the needs of everybody, but then also at a time and place where they're all capable of attending and all have their health with them. So let's make sure that they are all in our thoughts and prayers in regards to all the devastation that is occurring. All right. So with that, today we are open for any and all suggestions on what you guys want to discuss. All you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and then we can go from there. Now, I was thinking of letting you guys know what I personally was going to be doing today, and I can discuss that and go over that. And that was doing the proper follow-ups for people who have purchased, whether they are a customer or if they are become a distributor. All right, two different pathways to follow. So let's follow the ones for those who have purchased. What do we do? Well, first off, there are videos in the back office that a person can go to under distributor library on the usage of the different products that we have with the Evo. And you want to be able to send those to people. Now, I'm taking this step by step. For those who do not have Beamer Share, here's how you would do it. You would go in backoffice.beamer.com beamer.services. Enter your email, enter in your password. Then go to Distributor Library. Then you go to Distributor Library, and I'm doing this as we speak right now too. I've got all my screens up in front of me, so I kind of look like a fly right now with all of my eyes going in different directions here. Okay, so then there is product information. I'm going to click on that. That's a third item down, and sure enough, wow, how convenient is that? The second area down, it says Beamer Pro Set, Beamer Packs and Additions, and there are the videos there. Let's see here. That's the Pro Set. Okay, that's product information. Let me go back. This, once again, this is how we learn, guys. Starting up our Beamer business, I'm going to click underneath that. If anybody wants to raise their hand and they can know where these are more readily, please raise your hand by pressing the number one on the phone and I'll bring you on. As you can tell, I didn't come into this program prepared. I was just kind of going off the top of my head on what we have. And so anyway, I don't want to take up a lot of time and you guys twiddling your thumbs wondering if Greg's going to find it or not. And I know you guys are probably placing bets on if he does find it in a reasonable amount of time. So let's see here. We got our videos, 2-minute videos. Here we go. I found it, guys. Okay, whoever lost their bet, raise their hand. Okay, so under sales and marketing. Okay, so under sales and marketing, let's scroll down then to Beamer Evo line. And you have all the different videos there and even presentations for the Evo. So what you can do is you can download these and then you can send them to your customers. Now, I am not familiar how to do that from the back office. I personally do have Beamer Share. And I have all the videos there with Beamer Share. Now, what is Beamer Share? Also, under the sales and marketing section under Distributor Library is Beamer Share. You just got to scroll down to it and all the videos are there. And it's designed from video to video to video on how to manage it. You start with the very first top video and work your way down. Now, before you go and you go sign up for Beamer Share, and this is what you have to do on the computer first, then after you've signed up for it and got that taken care of, then you can download the app, but not until then. So make sure you get with your mentor and have them help you. And if they're not familiar, then go up the line to your first level of management and get them involved to also teach your mentor and you. This is how we all learn together. Okay. Make it a fun time too. All right. So now we've got these videos that we can send out to individuals on the unpacking, how to use your Evo, the whole bit. But then also once it arrives, make sure you're in contact with the individual and educate them that you want to be on the phone, whether it be on the phone, a Zoom call, FaceTime, in person. Help them unpack and get everything set up because they're going to be excited. They're going to want to get things set up. They're going to, you know, jump right into it. Now, here's what this leads to, guys, is that the individual, when they purchased, they had to set up an account with Beamer. They had to set up an email. They had to set up a password. What I personally do, and I'm going to be doing this all today because I've gotten behind, and I actually just got my stuff from Amazon. I ordered a bunch of orange plastic folders that I can put my business cards in, the whole bit. What I do is I type up, and I've got like a template sort of thing, and I will put the individual's personal information as far as what their email was that they used, their password to get into Beamer, what was the website that they went to, all of this information along with if I can print off a copy even of their invoice and have all of that. And then I put in, if it is a customer, I will send several of my business cards and like a free pen or something like that, a Beamer pen or different things there, a copy of the basic plan that I printed off by doing a screenshot off of one of the PowerPoints in our back office. And then I put all of these items together. Now, in the past, many of you might not be aware, but we had magazines that Beamer had printed off. It was like the first edition, and then they added a supplement that had the Evo item in it. So I put one of those in also. So I put together a nice little welcome packet, and then also I put in a letter that I put choreographed, I guess you should say, or whatever, had authored, and it explains, you know, welcome to Beamer. We're excited to get you started, but it does take steps. We want to start low and slow. I'm here to help you, you know, with my information, the contact information for customer support, the whole bit. And so I send one of these out to each of my people that purchase. Okay. I want to show them that I am there for them. And I want to make sure they have all the information. But the biggest thing, let's face it, we're in a world where text messaging seems to be the way to communicate. We are a heart-to-heart business. And it's better if we can talk with the person, at least on the phone or in person. So please make sure you reach out to past clients and find out how they are doing using their Beamer, and not how they're doing, but how are they using it, and have them describe to you how they are using it. Then at the same time, you can find out, hey, you know, it's been a while. Can I send you some updated information on the Beamer and the science, the whole bit? What you're doing is you're building up that sense of knowledge of Beamer and how good this product is and what it will do for people. Because let's face it, if we don't know what it's going to do for us, why are we going to use it, right? So let's make sure we keep the knowledge of our customers up there so that they realize that it is important for me to use this on a regular basis and why. Now, what you're also doing is you're building up a great repertoire with that customer, and a good customer that is well taken care of, and that you develop, and this is important, that you develop a relationship with, okay? Not just hi, bye, and that's it. No, getting to know them. Hey, how's the kids doing today? You know, get to know them. There's so many wonderful people out there. You've already done the hard part of making the sale. Now let's continue to keep that level of excitement up there by periodically reaching out to them. Hey, how are you doing? How's the kids? What's going on? How are things going with you? Great. Let's work on this, because you'll find out 9 times out of 10, people are afraid to reach out and ask questions. So we need to be there, not to bug them or anything like that, but just periodically reach out to them, keep them educated, keep them in the know. The average referral rate is 3 to 5 new customers from a well taken care of client. So if you have somebody that did not become a distributor because they're busy, or they're like, oh, you know, the typical, well, I'm not a salesman type of item, which is not a problem. Everybody's got their own reasons. Well, we want to make sure that if it's working for them, why aren't they sharing this with other people, and let them know that we are a business that is heart to heart. You're not going to see us on a commercial on a TV. You're not going to see us on big billboards along the highway. And let them know that from the very get-go when you're starting to talk to people. Just say, well, have you seen this on any television programs or on TV on commercials? Well, no. Well, the reason being is this business is ran heart to heart, person to person. And so you're planting that seed. Now, after the sale is made and you're taking care of your person, you can come back to them and say, hey, remember how I mentioned this is a heart-to-heart type business and you won't see it on commercials? Oh, well, yeah. This is how we normally work, and we work off of referrals. We work by having other people such as yourself. If you're getting great results, you know, do you know of anybody that might be interested? Yeah, you know, I've got some other people. Well, great. Just ask them, hey, you know, I'm using this great product. Can I share your information with Greg and have him get a hold of you so he can share some of the information he shared with me, which allowed me to make the decision of, hey, this is definitely worthwhile getting, and he takes really good care of you. In fact, my gosh, he put together this welcome packet for me, da, da, da. See where I'm going with this, guys? So this is what we want to do, and it does take extra time. But like I said, I have to be in the right mindset to do it. And let's face it, there's so many things going on in our lives right now. Today is my day to sit down and get caught up on all my follow-ups and different things. Now, there are other things that we can do if you have Beamer Share. There is a drip campaign in there for new prospects. However, the advanced version of Beamer Share, which is all a part of the $9.95 a month, is you can learn how to put together your own drip campaign and then put it into your Beamer Share app. And then you can send that and you can get your customers on a drip campaign where once a week or once a month, you can set up the time frame where Beamer Share will automatically send out an updated email to the individual with maybe another Wellness Wednesday from Dr. Burka or some other attachments that you can put in there. So these are simple ways to keep in contact with people that you've already won their trust. And so these are the things that allow us to really build our business. Now, I mentioned about Beamer Share. There is another service out there through Lisa Diamond that is another follow-up system, which is absolutely amazing. And many of us have gotten involved in it. But I'm just gently sharing that with you. But there are different services like that, but this is definitely a really, really good one. So I just want to throw that out there because I have taken advantage of it. I haven't dove into it greatly yet, and that's my fault because I've been busy doing other things. So anyway, there are a lot of options and opportunities for us to reach out and share with other people. Now, I would love to be able to hear from you guys. Press the number one on your phone. If you guys have different ways of sharing, different things like that, or tools that you use, how do you go about sharing with others? That would be awesome. I would love to get your input. And once again, this is Roundtable. So I have brought up a lot of information on how we can share with other people on this topic. If you want to discuss a different topic, we can do that too. So all you need to do is press the number one on your phone, and then we can go from there. I also know today is a busy day with the calendar, so make sure you always check out the calendar, because right after Blog Talk Radio is the Power Hour with Ben Woodward, who is our Vice President of Sales. And then at 1 p.m. Pacific time is the equine regulatory discussion. And I am looking at that because that's new for me too. Informed evolving landscape, recent regulatory changes in the industry. So a lot of good information in regards to the equine. That is going to be at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Central. So Once again, to find that link, all you got to do is go into your calendar in your Beamer back office under distributor library. That's where your calendar is at, is under your distributor library. And then all you got to do is click on the link and that, or no, I'm, my apologies, guys, my apologies. I'm looking at Tuesday. I'm looking at Tuesday. So I take that back. Tonight we have Wellness Wednesday. And that's at 5 p.m. Pacific time. And the link is in that. So click on that. So guys, my apologies, guys, for that. When I got all these different screens opened up, okay, are you guys placing your bets on, is Greg on something or something today? So anyway, press the number one on your phone and let's get some help here. Help get me off my soapbox, guys. Come on. I want your assistance here. I'm reaching out to you. So press the number one on your phone. Would like to get your input on maybe do follow-ups, how you do follow-ups with individuals, or this is new information, you haven't heard of anything like that, or you want me to be more specific on one item or another, go ahead and press the number one on your phone and that will raise your hand. Come on. Don't tell me everybody's being bashful today, or are you guys going to wait till like some programs where they wait till the like 2 minutes are left in the program and then like three hands get raised up and it's like, okay, then we're crunched for time. So don't wait till the last minute, guys. Let's get some good information going here because you realize that people are going to be listening to these recordings and, you know, they're dialing in. They want information. Otherwise, if we don't have anybody get involved, then we will shut down the program early because I don't want to take up anybody else's time. All right, so we do have a hand being raised. We have 805-406. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today and where are you from?
Hi, Greg, from beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles, and this is Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup, also known as Jan Hopp. How you doing, Greg? Boy, you got too much going on in that brain of yours. Wow. Overload. I think you got overload. Get on your bicycle and take a 30-minute ride or something, hon. Anyway, you're awesome. And thank you for keeping this this magnificent program going. When I first came into Beamer, Helena Bress told me, if you don't do anything else, get on Blog Talk Radio. And I have been on for over 5 years, 5.5 years now. And I hate to miss, but if I do miss, I go back and I connect with the recording. But you're so funny. Yesterday, Power Hour was fantastic. It was Ben Woodward. And you make connections that you wouldn't otherwise. And you were on it. Weren't you on it yesterday?
Not on Power Hour. I did Blog Talk with Terry.
Right.
Patty, I mean. But then
yeah,
I had to keep going. Yeah, because I had other things going on. With everything going on in my life right now.
Right. Life happens, right, Greg? Life happens. Okay, so then at 1 o'clock yesterday, there was something with the equine I have it written down, but I don't have my notes with me. There is something going on with regulations using the Beamer at events, and there are three states that have, I didn't write them down. If you want that information, if you're equine people, go and check that out, because there were three states that were restricted on using the Beamer at events. It has to do with whether you're doing a demo or whether you're charging. With that, I wasn't really on top of things. So if you do need to get that equine information, please check that out. let's see, today is Wellness Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and I can't miss that because Dr. Burka is always, he's usually got a great guest on, goes over everything, first of all, in Beamer and the disclaimer and so forth, but always, always has something new. So I hate to miss that for sure. So I don't think I've missed one in a long time. Yeah, but everything that Beamer is doing right now is excellent. You know, there's always something to do. And, you talk about following up, Greg. When you meet somebody, follow up. They say in the first 24 hours, and then some people say, oh, no, you don't want to feel that, want them to know that you're anxious and you want to get back to them right away. So wait 48 hours. And then, so everybody's different, but I think anytime you follow up is a good thing.
Yeah, most definitely.
I gotta let my dog out. Okay, go on, buddy. Yeah. Go on.
Most definitely on that, Jan, because you got to kind of read the person and ask them. there's no harm in asking and just say, hey, can I give you a call back tomorrow? I want to see how you're doing, the whole bit. And they say, oh, yeah, I know, that'd be fine. Would love to hear back from you. Great, great. Just let me know, too. Are you an individual that likes to hear testimonials from other people, or do you like the science or whatever? And then that way you can kind of say, yeah, you know, great. I've got some things I'll put together for you and I can share that with you tomorrow. And then they'll be like, oh, okay, great. Or you can just say, I tell you what, I'll put something together and I'll send it to you like in a text form or an email form, which works better for you. Always have an A or a B, not do you want me to, but which works better for you, text message or email? And you know, they'll let you know and then go, great, okay, I'll get that to you. And then make sure you make a note so you don't forget anything, because I know I'm getting to that point too and I'm going in all sorts of directions. I find it really, I go through a lot of Post-it notes, but I'll write down during the day, I'll have a Post-it note out. Yeah, and well, even at my bedside, honestly, Jan, at my bedside last night, there were some things that were on my mind, and it's like, okay, I got to remember this for tomorrow to do this and da-da-da. And it's like, gosh darn it, Greg, you've got the notepad right there by your bed. So I write everything down, and what it does, honestly, in a physiological sense, everybody, it takes that stress off of you then being able to go to sleep thinking, okay, I got to remember this, I got to remember this, got to remember it. When you write it down, it takes it off the plate. And now you can actually relax and go to sleep. And so that makes a big difference. So, yeah. So, in fact, I'm just sitting here looking at my note of a couple of the things that I need to do today and other things that are actively going on. And but all of that helps. And like you said on the follow-up, Jan, is you want to start to develop a relationship with all of your clients. And even though if they're a goofy person, and it's not like you're going to be going to their daughter's wedding or anything like that, you just want to be able to converse with them openly, honestly, and in a nice, friendly manner. And you're going to develop a trust on their side. And in doing so, then it's just going to be a much more pleasurable experience all the way around. And it relieves on us, it relieves that fear of, oh, picking up that 500-pound phone to make that phone call to see how they're doing. Am I going to interrupt them? Am I bothering them? You know, whatever the case may be. So we want to make sure that we just, the reasons why we do this stuff, guys, is to eliminate any of those hurdles that normally puts those little blocks in front of us that slows us way down. And like with Ben on his Power Hour, this is something I learned, Jan, the first time that he did it. I didn't have all my ducks in a row, so I did not have all my contacts ready to go or anything like that and went into that process. But they previous leading up to that, in that 1 hour that they had, they explained, okay, here's some scripts that you could use when you call people and different things there. Well, I had the opportunity then to call three people, and one of them ended up buying the following week just because I hadn't followed up with them and they'd kind of fallen to the wayside. And they were like, oh, thank you so much for reaching out to me. I've been so busy and I've been wanting to get back to you. So thank you for reaching out to me. And yeah, I'm definitely interested. I want to order. I want to get one. And yeah, I'm definitely interested in distributorship too. So these little encouragements definitely help. So take advantage of Ben and what he's doing. And even if you don't make any phone calls or anything like that, watch the program and learn and see how the system works. And for those that are taking advantage of it, they are receiving positive results. And I speak from that as being one of those individuals. And so does the system work? Yes. Sometimes we just have to kind of get out of our way. Your thoughts on that, Jan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Get out of our own way. And we're our worst enemy. And they talked yesterday about when you talk to someone, excuse me, I have five frogs in my throat. When you call someone, stand. I'm sorry. You stand, walk around, smile. And that people can feel that on the other side of the line. And I forget that sometime, and ask questions, make it about them. And what you said about having a notebook or paper at your bedside during the night, absolutely, I learned that years ago, and I've forgotten about that also. So that's a great reminder. We have so much information that we put into our brain that sometimes we forget things. But absolutely, when I have something on my mind during the night, when I write it down, even if I write one big word, you know, it's dark, you can't see what you're writing, but it's mm-hmm. a reminder. And you get it off of your mind, and then you can go back to sleep. Absolutely, Greg. You're mm-hmm. right on with that. Yeah, it's amazing, what we do to ourselves rather than tossing and turning. And, you know, I did that the other night. I tossed and turned over something, and I thought, well, what the heck am I doing? You know, let's write it down, and I'll take care of it in the morning. So, yeah, it's anything that we listen to, anything that goes on with Beamer, I'm so excited because I'm going to see you in Carlsbad, and
yeah.
I have guests coming, and I'll bring you a loaf of zucchini bread, and Nancy and Helena and I, and then I have a couple of guests coming. We're just so excited. We want to see you. If nothing else, we want to see you take a picture by your van. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be great. That's what happens in Beamer. You make friends that you've never met before, only through Beamer and its family. So I feel sorry for people that don't get this great gift of ours, right?
Yeah, well, in their own time, and a person doesn't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
And so it's frustrating for us sometimes when we start to introduce Beamer to somebody because we have all this knowledge in the back of our minds, and we want to be able to share all that energy with them. But we got to remember, too, that with any type of plant, it all starts as a seed. You have to put it in good soil. You got to give it nutrients. You've got to give it water. You've got to give it sun and energy for it to continue to grow. And it's no different than when we meet somebody, we're planting a seed, and then we start to fertilize it. We start to give it energy. And we help guide it through its growth. And this is the respect that we need to give people. And that's why it's also so important, not just to focus on one individual, but it's best to share Beamer with multiple people throughout the week, because it takes the focus of us instead of hyper-focusing on one person, it allows us to grow and not be forceful or pushy or anything there, because now our energy is being dispersed over other individuals, and in the long run, it actually makes a big difference. I'm going to keep you on here, Jan. We've got 4 minutes. I'm going to bring on another person that's raised their hand here, and you work
great
as a co-host with me.
Great.
So I'm bringing on 831-760. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with today?
Good morning, Greg. It's Sevilla from Monterey.
Sevilla, hey, you got Greg and you got Jan here. How you doing?
And I got Jan. Hi, Greg, and hi, Jan.
Hello, Sevilla.
Hi. It's always good to hear you. Always, always inspiring. I got laid on just where I am with my health right now. But I wanted to let you know that I was on that equine information call yesterday. And it is about PEMF in general in the horse world, where there is a law that had become active in February of this year in the states of Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Missouri. And veterinarians seem to have become upset about people who in the PEMF world are so-called certified and kind of diagnose or make sentences that they're not supposed to say because they're not veterinarians, they're not trained. So it's something about PEMF in general in the world of equine. And with Beamer, we are actually pretty good because it is about giving sessions to somebody else's horse without that horse owner's veterinarian's okay. So when people give demos with Beamer or do Beamer rentals, that's all okay. Beamer has been designed to be more like, here, I show you how it works and please purchase if you're interested. And then we move on, while other PEMF devices seem to be designed that people, distributors of that brand, earn money by giving sessions. I don't know, but whatever. It's about money exchange while a session is given to another person's horse without that veterinarian. So it's not that bad. So it's really kind of as it was before, just in those 3 states, distributors have to know about it. It will not be Beamer who will get into trouble, but the individual distributor if they don't know about that law that is active since February. And nobody seemed to have known about it, but there was a horse show where the organizer didn't want to be a distributor there. That's how I understand it. And that's how it became known. It was like, oh, PEMF is bad. No, it's not about that. It's about the people who say things they're not allowed to say and not supposed to say because they are not trained as a veterinarian.
Yeah, we're down to about a minute and a half left here.
Sevilla and Greg, they're going to talk about that tomorrow on Horse Thursday.
Exactly.
Equine Thursday at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning at Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Good deal. So, yes, everybody tune into that too. So, no, that is awesome. That is awesome. So we're down to 1 minute left, guys. Both of you ladies definitely deserve this.
And the same back to you, Mr. Greg Peterson. I can't wait to see you so I can squeeze pinch your cheek.
Oh, we're gonna have some fun. There's gonna be gifts handed out. There's gonna be little things, swag that's gonna be given out. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And you mentioned the van. But for a lot of people that don't know, I still have the wrapping on my personal van that was used in the Race Across America. And so I will be removing it here in the future. And so this is going to be an opportunity for corporate to have their pictures taken by it and all the guests at this show. So anyway, guys, got to get going. We have Equine Thursday tomorrow, which is going to be huge. Make sure you listen in on that to get updated on all the laws and different things there. And then also Wellness Wednesday tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific time. To find that link, go into your back office, distributor library, go onto the calendar, click on the Wellness Wednesday link there, and that will bring up the actual link. And then you can click on that, and that will take you directly into the program. Okay, so with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Let's continue to beamer on, and I hope the information I shared with you helps out each and every one of you. So with that, guys, take care, everybody.
Make it a great Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.